Good morning. My guests this morning are Anjana Uttarad and Eve Lindy from the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
So, what are we talking about?
We're talking about Art at the Source.
Great.
Yeah. It is coming up. Our
Which one is this? I always like to know.
Yes.
That.
So, Art at the Source, they're west of the county, and but it's for all of Sonoma County.
Right.
And the big difference between Art Trails and Art at the Source is artists get to share studios.
Right.
And so they can come from all over and share their studios. And of course, Art Trails, they have their own studios. And the other big difference is Art at the Source is not a juried show.
Yeah. How many artists are going to be participating?
How many?
It's 112 this year.
Is that more than previous years?
It's a little bit less, but still a good, healthy number. Yeah, sure.
What's the best way for people who are interested and have never done Art at the Source before to see what they need to see and want to see?
The best way to come see it is opening night, May 17th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. All the artists are going to be there. They're going to exhibit one form of their artwork there.
Uh-huh.
And we're constantly looking at more than portraits and sculptures. And this year we have this wonderful, innovative, kinetic art form that will be on display at the Sebastopol Center for the Art.
What is it? What's it like?
Oh, it's I just saw him building it. It's part mathematics, part engineering and art, and it's more than a mobile. It's this kinetic way of moving form from one area to the other. You really have to come and see it. It's phenomenal.
Right,
He has five different pieces.
Well, then, of course, if you come to that, then you can make notes for going out later. And, I mean, often I think people look at artworks and say, I wonder how he does that.
Right.
I wonder what his working situation is like.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you just said once you go out there and you can see the art, and then it's a way to take note of going out there. So this year we have designed this really a little bit of a foodie art luxury way of going out there, and I'm going to give that to Eve to explain that. I'm so excited about this wine art tour.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're doing art and wine studio tours. There will be four of them on the second weekend, morning and afternoon, Saturday and Sunday. And we've selected a group of studios where there are more than one artist showing in the studio. So it's a shared situation. So each stop, you get to see a variety of artists and different art forms that are all exhibiting in one place. And you'll spend, you know, good amount of time getting to know the artists and seeing what they have there. And it's nice because you don't have to drive and get your map and stress at the wheel, like, oh, where are we? Was that the sign? I don't know. So people will just be on a very nice van, and there'll be 20 people at a time. Mm-hmm. It's a really small, small select group, and they'll be going out to four different routes. So on Saturday, we're doing one that we're calling Hills and Valleys, and that'll be through the out into Occidental along the Occidental Road. And then on Saturday afternoon, we're doing one called the Coastal Escape, which will go out to Bodega Bay and Jenner.
Right.
And then on Sunday the 10th, we'll do another one called Vineyards and Views. So we'll go south of Sebastopol out into the fields area there.
Right, right.
And then the last one on Sunday afternoon will be the Russian River Ramble. And that goes out along the Russian River out into Guerneville and Monterio.
Let's tell people that the way to get more information is at sebarts.org or on the phone at 829-4797. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.